Good day, listeners. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap for Saturday, June 15th, 2024. Diving into this week's news, let's start with an update from the life insurance sector. Christine Cupid, chief executive of the Council of Australian Life Insurers, also known as CALI, spoke at a recent Senate Economics Legislation Committee hearing. Among the various matters discussed, Cupid emphasized CALI's intent to work in synchrony with financial advisors rather than acting as their competitors. This is indeed a step toward maintaining harmony within the sector. Their plan of action is to assist advisors by giving simple, product-specific advice to consumers directly, offering their services under comprehensive regulations and consumer protections. Cupid assures, for issues of a greater complexity, life insurers will promptly guide customers to professional financial advisors. This method should enhance customer service without encroaching upon the territory of financial advisory. A healthy balance in the roles within the life insurance industry and the financial advice landscape seems to be their aim here. Moving over to New South Wales now, to address growing concerns over the unstable weather conditions affecting residents there, especially the Hawkesbury-Nepean River region. As many as 160 millimeters of moderate rain in some areas prompted a flood warning from the Bureau of Meteorology. Predictions indicate potential major flooding. Amidst this uncertainty, residents have been prompted to commence claims processes with their insurance agencies, who are ready to support. While the severe weather warnings for Illawarra and South Coast have been lifted and the volume of rainfall has decreased, flooding remains a concern. The State Emergency Service has been confronting the situation with numerous rescues amidst flash flooding incidents. Senior meteorologist Angus Hines warns that flooding may persist into today, with officials keeping a close eye on developments. Remember, for all your personal and business insurance needs, you can always turn to us at financialservicesonline.com.au. That wraps up our weekly insurance news. As always, stay informed, stay insured. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online. Take care and see you next week.